Narada Panchatra, fourth ratra, describes 32 offenses to be avoided while worshipping Lord Hari. These are the 32 aparads against the deities. These are also mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. 32 offenses are: 1. One should not enter Krishna's temple wearing shoes. 2. One should not fail to observe festivals like Janmashtami and Rath Yatra, which are held for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. 3. One should not avoid bowing down before the deity of Krishna. That's 3. 4. One should not enter the temple to worship Sri Krishna without having first washed his hands and feet after eating. 5. One should not enter the temple in a contaminated state. So this would apply primarily to women who are off the altar, or to men or women in a family who have just experienced the death of one of their relatives. Then, depending on the varna, Kshatriya, Shudra, Vaishya, Brahman, there's a certain contamination period, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever. And during that contamination period, due to the death of an immediate relative in a particular family, the members of that family, be they men or women, are considered contaminated and not allowed to enter Krishna's temple to take darshan. 6. One should not bow down to the deity of Krishna with one hand. 7. One should not circumambulate in front of Sri Krishna. 8. Another can say purport of this, which is not understood by most, is that it's told by our acharyas, one should not circumambulate the temple of the Lord while the Lord is sleeping or is taking bhoga, which generally means whenever the deity darshan is not available, because the temple, let's say the darshan room doors, garbhagriha doors to the Lord's inner sanctum or sanctum sanctorium, when they are closed, then it's an offense to do parikrama of the mandir, although many people do that before Mangalartik. Often devotees walk around the temple, do mandir parikrama while chanting japa, or in the afternoon time, or during the time when the deities are taking bhoga, an offering, and they think they're well-meaning, but the path to hell is paved with good intentions. Although it's a good intention, it's a good deed to do mandir parikrama, but one should know the particulars and act accordingly. So when the deities are not giving darshan, in other words, you can't see them when you enter the temple, then one should not do parikrama of the temple, because that is an offense to the deity. It disturbs their happiness and dissatisfies them. 8, one should not spread his legs before the deity. In other words, when sitting, one should not point his feet towards the deity, but basically keep his legs folded and sit in Padma Asana or easy posture and try as much as possible to cover the exposed feet with your dress or dhoti or sari or cloth or something. One should not even really show the feet. Also, 9, one should not sit in front of the Krishna deity or any deity while holding one's ankles, elbows, or knees. Sometimes people sit down cross-legged, but they're not too flexible, so their knees kind of pop up in the air, and then people hold their knees with their hands for support, and that's not to be done. That's an offense. Number 10, one should not lie down before the deity of Krishna. 11, one should not accept prasad before the deity. This means sit down, have a big feast or a picnic in front of the deities. If one gets a small portion of naivedyam, mahaprasad, charan tulsi, chandana tulsi, or one ladu or piece of burfi, he can take that honor from the deity, and rather the deity is very happy by that small token of prasadam that one respectfully honors. Even before the deity, it's all right, but to sit down and have your meal in front of the deities is an offense. Number 12, one should never speak a lie before the deity. Well, in one sense, one should never speak a lie anywhere because the deity is everywhere. One should not talk very loudly before the deity, number 13. 14, one should not talk with others before the deity. 15, one should not cry or howl before the deity. 16, one should not quarrel or fight before the deity. 17, one should not chastise anyone before the deity. 18, one should not be charitable to beggars before the deity. 19, one should not speak very harshly to a woman before the deity. 20, one should not wear a fur blanket before the deity. 21, one should not eulogize or praise anyone else before the deity. 22, one should not speak any ill names before the deity. 23, one should not pass air before the deity. 24, one should not fail to worship the deity according to one's means. 25, one should not eat anything that was not first offered to Krishna. 26, one should not fail to offer fresh fruit and grains to Krishna according to the season. 27, after food has been cooked, it should not be given to anyone before being offered to the Krishna deity. 28, one should not sit with his back towards the deity of Krishna. 29, one should not offer obeisances silently to the spiritual master, which means while offering obeisances, one should loudly recite the prayers to the spiritual master. 30, one should not fail to offer some praise in the presence of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. 31, one should not praise himself before the spiritual master. 32, one should not deride the demigods before the deity. Well, these are the 32 offenses to be avoided. In the Padma Puran, there's a very beautiful prayer glorifying Tulsi Devi, which I think we recorded before, Tattva Darshan. At the Tulsi Stava, Padma Puran recommends the Tulsi Devi Madhyam that one chants this Tulsi Stava, or prayer and glorification of Tulsi, on Dwadashi, day after Ekadasi, or especially if it's one of the eight Mahadwadasis like Vyanjali or Trispirsha, etc., or Vaman Mahadwadasi, where one generally fasts and performs Jagran or stays up all night, then it's very convenient to chant this prayer to Tulsi from the Padma Puran. This is also included in a very popular book called The Art of Caring for Srimati Tulsi Devi, published by Ishana Devi Dasi from ISKCON, maybe L.A. But in this book, this prayer is there. And in the Shruti Phal, or the benediction verse in Padma Puran, it tells, Dvadashyam jagare ratro yapate tulasistavam dvatrim shat apuradanscha shamate tasikeshava. One who worships Tulsi Devi on the Dvadasi and chants this Tulsi Stava destroys all 32 kinds of sinful reactions. Lord Krishna becomes very happy with that person. A means to become free from these 32 types of Didi Aparads, which we enunciated from the Narada Pancharatra, and by glorifying Tulsi twice, well, let's say on Dwadasi, which is, of course, twice a month. Of course, the translation is not very accurate, because if we look at the verse, it says, Dvadasyam jagare ratro ya pate tulasi stavam dvatrim shad apara. Dvatrim shad means 32. Aparadan shamate tasike. Shamate means he pacifies, he reduces, he gets forgiven for these offenses by Lord Keshava. But part of the condition is that we chant the Tulsi Stava, but it says, Dvadasi Jagare Ratro. Ratri Jagran means that Ratri, nighttime, all staying up all night on Dvadasi, which means Jagran. So one should stay, the conditions are, worship Tulsi, chant this Tulsi Stava, and stay up all night, hearing and chanting, singing about and playing musical instruments to glorify Lord Keshava Sri Krishna, then one will become free from these 32 offenses to deity worship.